Ibrahim Ferrer, you're 72 years old. This is your very first record of your own since you started singing as a young child. And we'd just like to say, here at Weekend All Things Considered, congratulations.
Dile que muchísimas gracias. Que por lo menos le agradezco eso. Porque veo que es una persona, es consciente.
When you see Ibrahim Ferrer on stage, you see the ultimate dance club singer, a natty man, electric, ecstatic, as fond of his song as he's fond of wearing leather caps and brightly colored sport jackets. He sings, mesmerizing, and the song seduces, moving him into an ageless quality of the alive. Maybe you caught him in the film Buena Vista Social Club about the rediscovery of elderly musicians in Havana. Ferrer wasn't singing when the crew caught up with him. He was polishing shoes. Now on his first solo tour of the United States, he sings of loss and reclamation. His own story is that of a street singer, a band kid, a sideman, and being a living muse for the African-based syncopation of Cuban song, a journey that began with his very birth on the floor of a dance hall. He speaks to an interpreter.
Mi mamá sí estaba en salón de baile, puesto que mi abuelo y mi abuela, o mejor dicho, mi abuelo, fue presidente de una sociedad que se llamaba Club Aponte.
Jackie, you got an exclusive here because he said this is the first time that he's giving details of how it happened.
That's great. What a perfect start for a musician.
He said that his grandfather was the director of like a cultural club, Aponte, and every weekend there were parties, and his mother went to the party and to the dance, and this is the part that he have never mentioned. She told her mother, "Mom, I am peeing, I am urinating." And the grandmother of Ibrahim explained, "No, what is happening is that you are having your kid right here in the hall."
Because the waters had broken. Yeah.
Exactly. And the way that Ibrahim explained it is that the little black one wanted to come out and dance.
So at age 12, Ibrahim Ferrer, your mother, very sadly, it sounds like very prematurely, died, and you started to sing with your friends on the streets. Did you think to yourself in Santiago back in those days, this is something I could actually do for a living, I could sing my whole life?
Sí, puesto de que siempre me gustó el canto. Principalmente esto que estaba haciendo ahora.
He said that even at that time he realized and he wanted to be a musician, but also he added that there was something that he at this point thanks in his life, is that at the beginning and for a long time he said nobody really believed in him as a bolero singer, that is what he always wanted to sing, and he said that maybe it was good that for such a long time he has been with his literally his mouth closed, because right now when he opened it up again he found that he's doing it really well and he's proving it to everybody.
Fueron tus ojos o tu boca, fueron tus labios o tu voz, fue a lo mejor la impaciencia de tanto esperar tu llegada, más no sé, no sé decirte cómo fue, ni sé explicar lo que pasó, pero de ti me enamoré.
I'd like to ask if you remember any of those songs you learned when you were a very young man. You mentioned Bolero, which I understand is a sort of slow Cuban song. Do you recall any others that you learned right out at the beginning?
Sí, cómo no.
Of course, yes.
Cómo no, yo me acuerdo. Una de las canciones que yo me acordaba, que yo cantaba, era una canción que cantaba Tito Guízar. Yo no sé si ustedes llegaron a conocer un actor mexicano.
He used to sing a song that was popularized by a Mexican actor called Tito Guízar.
Que casualmente antier yo me puse a cantarla, el número, y a Ray Cooder le gustó. No sé, es posible que vaya para mi próxima
grabación.
Grabación.
Okay, this particular song that he was one of the first one he learned to sing when he was 14 or 15, he sang it recently. He showed it to Ray Cooder, and it's very possible that in his new recording, this song from his childhood is going to be recorded.
Is it possible for you to sing a few bars or just tell us a few of the words in this song? I'd love to hear something from it.
Bueno, la canción se llama A la orilla del mar o en la orilla del mar, una cosa de esa. Vengo a cantar para ti la canción que aprendí a la orilla del mar. La llevo en mi corazón como el último adiós que me diste al partir. Ese es el número.
I carry that song in my heart in the same way that I carry the last goodbye you told me when I left.
Que perdone la fonía y la voz porque la tos esta que tengo no me deja.
And he's apologizing because of his cough right now. It's not allowing him to pass it to you the way he would like. I carry this song in my heart in the same way that I carry the last goodbye you told me when you were leaving. The one that you didn't hear is I am coming to bring to you the same song that I learned en la orilla del mar, next to the ocean.
Oh, these are such heartbreakers, these songs.
que parten el corazón, Ibrahim.
Gracias, no me lleve así, chica.
You know, Ibrahim, many people, even if they have seen you in the documentary film The Buena Vista Social Club, in which Ray Cooder goes to Cuba and finds yourself and Rubén González and Compé Segundo and other musicians, I think a lot of us don't know much about Cuban music per se, or the difference between, say, a sonera or a guaracha or guajira. I hope I'm not murdering these names, or the bolero. Could you tell us what exactly is the bolero?
El bolero yo lo defino como una cosa muy dulce.
Something very sweet.
Las blancas azucenas, los nardos y la rosa, mi alma.
Para mí, si no hay bolero en la música, para mí, vaya, creo que no hay nada, porque a mi concepto es lo que te identifica. Le identifica al hombre o a la mujer, vamos a decir así, cuando
to el hear he's playing that the bolero is a sweet part of the music, is a sweet part of the concert. The bolero is what allow a man that is in love with a woman or vice versa. The bolero is a way that a person can express his feelings, and he say that a man who feels ashamed or shy to express his love can compose a bolero, and the woman that he composed it for will know that it's for her.
Silencio, que están durmiendo los nardos y las azucenas. Quiero que sepa.
he is playing that he want you to know that in many of his songs, for example, he mentioned his wife, Kachin, yes, because he is constantly in love with her.
She's a lucky woman.
Dice que tu mujer es una mujer que tiene suerte.
Ay, ¿cómo no?
Of course.
Y supongas, me eligió a mí.
Of course, she chose me.
Ella fue la que me enamoró a mí, para que sepa.
He wants you to know that was his wife who really seduced him.
Oh.
Well, 27 years ago.
So your wife is with you here today. We want to say hello to her and wish her well.
Que tu esposa está aquí, ¿no?
Sí, cómo no.
Yeah, she's here, not in the studio, but she's up here.
Can she come in for a minute?
I think so. There is a door here, yeah.
No me suelta.
Buenas, ¿cómo está?
Hello, how are you?
Muy bien, gracias.
Kachin, we just would like to say to you, welcome to the United States. Is this your first trip?
Sí, es la primera vez y vaya, me gusta mucho. Estoy encantada del recibimiento que he tenido.
It's the first time for her and she's delighted because of the way people have received her.
Did you always know that your husband had incredible talent? When you first heard Ibrahim sing, did you think, I want to keep listening to that for a long time, maybe forever?
Bueno, sí, como artista, siempre lo admiré, pero bueno... Él aquí expresó unas cositas que yo creo que son un poquito inciertas, porque yo no le enamoré ahí.
You have another exclusive right here. She said that from the very beginning she was sure about the talent of Ibrahim, but she wanted to rectify something. She was not the one who seduced him. It was the other way around.
Well, I see that you hold your own in that household, in your household.
Le gusta ver que usted es la que lleva los pantalones en la casa.
Oiga, dígalo.
You don't have to translate pantalones. We get it.
Ella está en un poquito error.
Sí. ¿Está cómo?
En un error.
¿Cuál?
Ella. Sí, ella quiere llevar los pantalones. Los pantalones los llevo yo.
So here, Ibrahim is trying to object that last part because he said he has the pantalones en la casa. But he's laughing. He's laughing.
Okay, good. Kachin, I just want to ask you, in the end of the movie Buena Vista Social Club, we see your husband wishing he could show you New York. Now you've had a chance to see it. What do you think? How's it compared to Cuba?
Bueno, me siento muy contenta ya que él lo que quería lo ha logrado, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Que era que yo estuviera junto a él. Y vaya, la diferencia se nota. Y es una experiencia para mí, por primera vez que he venido aquí. Y me parece increíble.
She's very happy to be here. And she also saying that what Ibrahim wanted, that was to bring her to New York, he has achieved. And in reference to the difference between the two countries, the only thing that she can say that this is incredible.
Kachin Farrar, thank you very much for coming into the studio and introducing yourself to us. We're glad we got to say hello to you.
Que gracias a ella.
Ibrahim, was it your dream as a young man, Ibrahim, when you were singing in Cuba, to sing with the big groups and tour the world and see the big world outside. Did you get a chance to do that?
Bueno, eso sí. Yo siempre, vaya a soñar, soñé con dar un viaje y lo di la primera vez en el 62, que fue cuando el problema de la crisis de octubre. Fui a Europa.
In 1962, he responded affirmatively. He always wanted to play with groups, big groups, and to travel internationally. He had that chance already in 1962, where he went with a group that toured most of Europe and part of the Soviet Union at that time. And because of the missile crisis that happened during that year, they had
the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962.
The missile crisis. They have to remain for a much longer time than they thought they were going to do it in Europe. So that's he loved that time.
To your music and Cuban music after that and after the crisis?
Bueno, la música cubana tomó el rumbo este que a ver, ¿cómo te puedo decir? Que nos paralizó lo que es el ya vuelve la música cubana. Entró el
From that time that you are referring to after the crisis up to now he feels that the real Cuban music or Cuban music was just relegated to its second or third place because it was completely taking over all the musical part by music that came from the outside. He mentioned rap and he mentioned salsa. It's difficult because here many people identify salsa with Cuban music, but the salsa he's referring, the commercial salsa that came from the outside of Cuba, Ibrahim said, make Cuban music kind of disappear until right now.
All these wonderful local tongue twisters and boleros and story songs and things from the countryside. Ibrahim, at what point did you say, Namos, no more, I won't sing these songs anymore, and grow silent?
Bueno, el momento que yo tiré la toalla fue en el año, creo que fue 92 o 93.
Que around 1993. He decided to retire, and it also coincided with the 60th birthdays of his brother, and they have talked to each other saying that when they were 60 they were going to retire. So he decided to retire as a musician, but also because he was fed up, because he felt that in the group that he was singing, there was no respect for him, because there were constantly different people coming and just new singers replacing him. So, because of those differences and because, as he said, he was tired, he decided not to sing anymore.
At one point, to make a living, you were actually shining shoes, were you not? It must have been extraordinary to be doing that in the day, knowing you had this incredible musical gift.
Quiero si te miento o si te digo una cosa, no te voy a mentir. Yo me sentía bien, chico.
He felt very good.
Me sentía bien. ¿El por qué? Porque estaba haciendo una cosa que me gustaba. una cosa, me gustaba limpiar, porque yo mis zapatos blancos, a mí siempre me gustaron los zapatos blancos. Uh-huh. Y yo siempre limpié mis zapatos. Nunca le di zapato a nadie que limpiara. Y me gustaba, entonces me estaba buscando ahí para tomarme la botellita de ron, para comprar la caja de cigarros y eso.
He's sharing with you another secret of his life. He always loves shoes very much, especially white shoes. And he says since he was a kid, he liked to shine his own shoes. So when he had to do it for another people, he said he was feeling really okay because that was what allowing him to buy his cigars and his drink. And
a mí no me da pena el decir eso, ¿por qué?
And he doesn't, he doesn't feel ashamed to have been doing that.
Claro, ahora no lo hago.
But right now he's not doing it
pero
anymore.
Pero sí, posiblemente mis zapatos yo sí los sigo limpiando.
But his own shoes does mm-hmm. what he does.
Ibrahim, you're an incredible man who embraces, it seems, whatever your life has to offer.
¿Cómo no? Bueno, en ese aspecto yo le doy muchas gracias a mi madre, que por lo menos vaya...
He agrees with you that he does everything he does in life, trying to enjoy it and with a lot of love. And he thanked his mother because of that. And he explained that even it was very painful for him as the only child to lose her when he was 12. He kept a lot of what he had learned from her. And despite the fact that he never was able to become a doctor, because that was he really wanted to be, becoming a musician, he have felt as happy and he feel that probably he's doing much better singing than being a doctor.
Well, thank you so very much for being with us. It just makes me wonder, and maybe you've wondered this, if somewhere in Cuba there's someone very much like you, some other musician who hasn't been heard from or heard much from in a long time. Do you think that there's anyone like you who's playing to just a few people instead of these big audiences?
Yo creo que sí. Yo creo que sí. Porque si según me fueron y me descubrieron a mí, óigame, ahí... Yo le digo, hay talento allá en Cuba que... No sé, a lo mejor estoy en un error, pero...
He feels that definitely there are talents comparable or better than him all over Cuba, but he also is referring to a geographical situation. If you are not in Havana, you are not discovered. He's mentioning the area of Bayamo, the area of Oriente, where he knows and he thinks that there are people with incredible musical talent that have never been discovered because they were never came to Havana.
Listening to your music and the way that people are responding to you, I think that they love you. I also think a lot of Americans are missing a part of Cuba we never had a chance to know.
Dile que yo le doy las gracias y espero que en un tiempo no muy lejano puedan vaya a llegar a pueden visitar a mi país. Pueden visitarlo cuando quieran, en el momento que quieran. Ahí en Cuba no hay problema ninguno. Eso sí lo puedo asegurar yo.
He thanks you from his heart, and he really wish, hope, desire that in a very short time, every North American person will be able to go travel to Cuba and visit and meet personally the Cuban people.
Cuban musician Ibrahim Ferrer. His CD is called simply Buena Vista Social Club Presents Ibrahim Ferrer. He joined us from New York City, and he's currently on a tour of the Western United States. And for this evening, that's Weekend, All Things Considered. Our conversation with Ibrahim Ferrer was produced by Tracy Wall and interpreted by Bernardo Palumbo. Fred Wasser directs our program, Kitty Isley is senior editor, and Walter Ray Watson is senior producer, with Rebecca Davis, Phil Harrell, Catherine Simmons, and Devar Ardalan. Special thanks tonight to Eileen Ellis. The technical director is Neil Tivolt. Audio engineers include Abdullah Rufus, Patrick Murray, Yvonne Brown, Mitch Eaton, and Mark Bigerano. Key Molesky is the reference librarian. Tom Tuzinski is program librarian. The deputy national desk editor is David Sweeney. Kathy Rushlow is our newscast producer. And I'm Jackie Lydon. Good evening from NPR's Weekend, All Things Considered.